Biblical Busy Banter Beats Boredom. What does that mean? Well, I don't know, but it's just really good alliteration. Thank you, Luke Daly, for today's title of our podcast. As always, we take a look at what's going on around the grounds. We have a look and unpack a little more of Splash Issue 140. Splash Trade Expo is coming up. First time getting back together in 4 years. I can hardly wait for all the new stuff and seeing you there. Ready, set, splash. Making chlorinators is what we do at AIS. This laser focus has brought us recognition as a global leader, winning countless international and national awards. Our technology is operating in over 55 countries worldwide. Our claims are backed by university research and data. Our customer testimonials prove the value of our technology's benefits, ease of operation, reliability, and service. Find out how your customers can benefit from our 30 years of innovation and excellence at aiswater.com.au today. Luke and I are back in the studio. We are, again, so much actually just to have a look at and talk about today. Luke, thanks for joining me. I know you've been busy. You've been traveling all around the place talking with industry. How are you?
I am good. No, I've been traveling here, there, and everywhere at the moment. I think the last few trips that I've been on in the last week or so around the school holidays, the planes are full, the lines are large, and well, I didn't really miss that. So
anyway. No, and I'm telling you, anybody else who's flown in the last couple of months since we've had a bit more consistency and ability to fly, I think a lot of people have forgotten how to fly, how to line up, how to board a plane, how to keep things moving and getting off. Look, I'm all about efficiencies, and airports are not the most efficient place. It's got worse. I think people have forgotten just how to get their bags up in the overhead lockers, sit down and get out of the way.
I'm glad that the pilots haven't forgotten how to fly the planes. So why have we been on all these planes, David, I suppose is the question. We don't just fly around on holidays for fun.
Holidays? Who's holidaying? No. Look, the reason this is worth mentioning, Luke, is because there is consistency. Things are opening up again. And at last, we are getting back together for consumer events, for trade events, all sorts of stuff happening that is on. I mean, Melbourne ran back in February. We did touch on that in earlier podcast. That was a huge, that actually blew us away. We weren't sure how that was going to go in Melbourne, whether consumers were going to be ready to come out, but they did in their absolute thousands upon thousands. But other consumer shows on, awards events happening, Splash trade shows obviously on, Luke.
It certainly is. And we're less than a month away from the New South Wales Pool and Spa Lifestyle Expo. So it's certainly heating up there. The marketing has started for that. The activity online has started to surge.
We all rely on an engaged consumer who wants our product, who wants a pool and wants to make their pool experience better. And that's the Pool and Spa brand. The amount of investment that's been put in around the expos, tell us a bit about that investment and that marketing to build that consumer engagement.
Yeah, we touched on it before, but it's helpful to remind everyone because a lot of us who do these expos, a lot of you who listen to this podcast, I know are national brands. And if you're not even a national brand, you're a local brand, that's even better because the investment now in this one resource, this consolidated brand, is going to yield higher and higher and higher results. As this website comes to life, and it has, we had over 50,000 users on the website, new users, that is, in the month leading up to the Victorian Expo. We expect and anticipate the same for New South Wales and then also for Queensland. And the beauty of that is it's a single resource, 24/7, 365. It's no longer a month ahead of an expo and it, you know, builds and dies. And if you know anything about IT and it's called SEO, search engine optimization, it means that if we've got a site that peaks and troughs, it's not going to rank very well. It's not going to be a trusted authority. And because this website is solely there for information and to help people come along to an expo, Google is lapping it up. So you'll see this website come more and more into the front, into the fold. And it is the single landing page for all of the expos, Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, and Auckland. So this universal website for consumer is just going gangbusters at the moment, let me tell you.
It's a phenomenal thing. I mean, we've spoken about it for a long time around industry, not just you and I, Luke, but all of our listeners as well, in wanting that central consumer brand and place. And poolspalife.com.au or .co.nz for my Kiwis it begins to deliver that. If you've got interest and you're thinking, well, look, how do I reach that audience, that consumer audience, and be involved? Do reach out to me. It is what I do. Look after the trade marketing through Splash, but also to help you and our industry present your product to make a consumer's life better. Make sure you do reach out to me. I'd love to walk you through that. Some of our advertisers in a single month delivering up to 1,000 click-throughs back from consumers to their landing pages. Just results with a hungry consumer right now. And that's what we're excited about with these events and this brand.
Yeah, it's going to be biblical, let me tell you.
And it keeps us in a good position. I mean, let's talk demand for our industry. When we look on, as we always do, we continue to see that our industry is in demand. Now, that can give a... Well, it's not a false sense of security. That peak, although we want that to remain and be as long and as thick and as heavy as possible into the future.
I mean, we've all got concerns. You know, we're not sitting here with, you know, rose-colored glasses on going, hey, it's going to be such a perfect run from here on out. Inflation on the rise. You've got prices running through the roof. And yet, yep, here we are with our product in such demand. So this resource is here to grow and to continue what we're doing. We can't stop now. It's not enough to be complacent. We need to keep surging and keep running into the future.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better. And that's where the marketing and the growth that you do now to actually take market share. And this is what's going to help in the long term, positioning our businesses to consumers. Growth, again, on the Cordell statistic tells the story, doesn't it, Luke?
Yeah, it does. We all operate off a baseline assumption that this is basically as close as we can get for now. Spaza Australia will be launching a benchmarking program in the near future. So reach out to me on this side of things, luke@spaza.com.au for this if you're interested in finding out more. Because I've actually had a few discussions lately. There's some statistics here that we're a bit concerned about. Specifically, David, if we look at page 13 here, that's showing that South Australia down by a significant number. Now, I'm highly engaged with the Adelaide builders and the suppliers down there as well, and the retailers, and it's so disheartening. It's disheartening because it's not factual. Every conversation I have with a local in South Australia, be it in Adelaide, be it up in the Barossa, be it in the Riverlands or anywhere over at Port Pirie, it is not representative. And now the reason for that, guys, and I suppose it's important to highlight, is that Cordell relies on council stats coming through and regulator stats coming through. So if there's a delay in processing, or if there's just a measurement that's wrong, like if it's a reclassification of pools that's changed and we haven't been notified, or that even Cordell hasn't been notified by, it's going to give a false sense. So, you know, some of the ones that are up, that are representing up, could actually be up further. And more so, the ones that are down, and South Australia, I'm talking to you specifically at the moment, I don't believe that is actually factual. So I'm going to launch a campaign very soon, starting in South Australia, to work with all the builders down there and all the retailers and all the suppliers to get our own industry-led indication of
very
actual
good
numbers that's happening.
That data really matters. And I know it's something, again, we've wanted the consumer brand, but we also need that data to help us know where we are. Information is power, that power to help us plan for the future and where we sit and what needs to happen as well. So really look forward to that data project, Luke. And if there's more on that in coming weeks, we can talk about, would be wonderful. One of the states that has definitely grown, but they came from a very, very low base. 2017, the West, WA, hello, West Australia. They are back with a vengeance. I was over in the West recently. I can tell you, just like you, they are incredibly busy as well. So their growth stats, comparatively sort of year on year, are massive, with a capital M, massive. And in WA as well, you might have seen in the news, Spaza WA called in police to investigate financial discrepancies. That story is still unfolding. That's not a great thing at all. And we look forward to hearing more about the resolution of that and the process in place for Spaza WA. Luke, we also now, I know you've been waiting for it, you've missed it. You know what time it is. Top five online news stories. Hayward's 1.85 horsepower TriStar VS pump is built to last even under the most demanding conditions. Super quiet in operation with easy to customize speeds, countdown timers, and priming time. It even shows real-time power consumption in watts for immediate feedback to maximize those energy savings. It's designed for simple installation. TriStar variable speed pumps can also operate in standalone mode or connect to the Hayward OmniLogic automation system for seamless control. Visit haywardpool.com.au for details. That's haywood-pool.com.au today. The top five online news stories, Luke. Look, it's one that's been around for a while and it rears its ugly head occasionally. We're just going to touch on it again, but Maddie Groves making some more pretty terrible accusations against her coaches and swimming experience. So that one keeps coming up. We look forward to getting a resolution on that.
Bear in mind, this magazine edition is edition 140, the February and March 2022 edition. So there will be some new numbers coming out very soon, but momentum is building. For Australia's best pools. In fact, momentum is built. It is coming. It is coming. It's rising still in terms of anticipation.
What's Australia's best pools, Luke?
We all know about it. We've all talked about it. But, you know, the sponsorship was sold out very quickly.
This is the TV show. For those who might be wondering, this is a TV show coming out on Channel 9.
That's right. You would have been sleeping under your pool if you hadn't heard about it at this point. So it's well and truly.
Our industry's been busy. They might have missed it.
Nah, not this, mate. Not this. Everyone is anticipating this is going to be biblical. It's going to be so much biblical, apparently. That's the theme of today. Maybe we should put that in the title, David.
All right.
Looking back at 2021 is the third on there. Mate, that feels so long ago. We're in Q2 of 2022.
It's unbelievable.
Already.
You're looking older.
I'm feeling older.
A terrible one, really. Our thoughts went out to the Freedom Pools team in Perth with a fire that basically ripped through at Kennick there in Western Australia. Luckily, no one was injured, but there was a lot of damage done and they're rebuilding out of it.
That's right. No one needed that at this point in time where we're all trying to keep up with supply chain and gel coats and resin and also just delivering pools. So no one needed that setback. We certainly feel for Bob and Rona and the team there at Freedom.
Yeah, look, and it's good to see some resolution, a settlement being reached in the patent dispute between Fluidra and Insynergy is done as well. So that wraps up the top five online news stories. Yeah.
Now, did you like my segue there, though, just before? Can I do the segue? Am I allowed to do that? I know you're the boss of the podcast, but am I allowed to have a go?
Yeah, segue away.
Well, we touched on it, of the supply chain. Now, this supply chain is extensive on page 34.
And this is actually really interesting and important. We've all been dealing with some of the consequences of this, but walk us through a little bit of what you want to talk about here, Luke, because I think we can sort of drill into a bit of detail here, continuing around some of the logistical issues.
Yeah, and we've heard Jason Desmond on this podcast talk about it. We've dialogued with many people. It's communicated from the suppliers out to the retailers and from the retailers and the builders out to their consumers.
Andrew Pullen from Spa World had some great insights on that a few months ago too.
Yeah, spot on. And who were we talking to? I think it was Carl at Europe Imports the other week. And, you know, the impact on big, heavy things is where it weighs, you know, because if we're selling by a unit cost, some of the smaller things, you know, it's not felt as much. You know, if we're shipping an O-ring and we're shipping 50,000, 100,000, you know, a million of them.
You can
on there.
Amortize the cost of that O-ring out over the increased cost of the shipping container and logistics and so forth with a lot less dollar impact, although the percentage impact might still be there, but the dollar cost impact isn't going to be huge on our industry or the consumer, right?
Correct. So whereas if you're shipping big stone out of Italy or something like that, and that's just, Carl was, you know, telling us some of the stone in particular and just going, wow, that's hard to fathom. Actually, it's hard to fathom.
But just recently, again, inflation figures out from the US. And, you know, we do need to look at those. They are still the world's biggest economy. They've got over 8%. 8% inflation running at the moment, and it's expected to increase.
And we'll naturally follow suit at this point in time, as seems to be the way.
Yeah, it's almost unprecedented. I don't want to say that. It's an overused word, but it's pretty serious. There's going to be some ongoing challenges forward here.
Yeah, spot on. So, you know, have a look at this article. It's really well written. It considers some things that we haven't talked about on this podcast specifically. So I'd encourage you guys to have a read, get your head around it. And much like we were talking about earlier in terms of airports and people forgetting how to fly and put their bag up in their locker and stuff like that. And also just forgetting patience and courtesy. and kindness. Now, most of you out there will laugh and probably think I'm not the kindest person in the world, and you'd be correct. But it is something that we all need to consider, especially at the moment. And as we try and communicate with our consumers who want our hot product at this point, we just need to, you know, correspond with kindness to them and also be kind to the suppliers as well. As you know, $20 says they don't want these delays. They'd much prefer to ship the product, I'm sure.
In fact, there's been a trade route disadvantage because we're a small market here in Australia. We are a buoyant market. We're a strong market, but we are a small market when we are competing to get those shipping containers and those big ships that carry those containers, you know, financially incentivized to come to our little market of Australia here has been very, very difficult. And these things have added up, as we've seen and we've heard. I heard this week, Luke, up to $20,000 Australian now for a 40-foot shipping container, $20,000. To put that in perspective for those of you who don't know and may not be aware, you know, just on 3 or 3.5 years ago, that was been around $2,500 to $3,500 for that shipping container. As you can understand now, has a huge upward pressure on pricing that's got to be paid for by somewhere. It's not greed. It is circumstances beyond the control of our industry here in Australia that have to be captured and passed on to remain in sustainable business.
Maybe we'll have to get a ship, David. The splash ship.
Oh, I like it.
It's like a spaceship, but not.
The Love Boat. So you're too young again for that reference as well.
No, I get The Love Boat, mate. My mum watched it.
So did my mum. Speaking of things that move, there have been some industry announcements and moves as well that have happened. We didn't have to bring these people in on ships, thankfully. Sparza has taken on a couple of new people, one for IR learning as well. And then there was a replacement for a role that you used to have and have moved onwards and upwards from.
Certainly. So the Sparza Group, which consists of a bunch of different brands at this point in time, but welcomed in January, Rachel Bambury to the RTO manager for IR learning. If you want to say good day, Rachel would love to talk to you about your training. If it's corporate, if it's, you know, anything along those lines, Rachel will happily help you out if you were to pursue a career in the aquatics industry. So Dennis Reardon would be a familiar name for many of you in the retail sector from New South Wales, and then also coming out of Legend Pool Products in Queensland. His most recent role is Dennis Reardon. Based up here in Queensland, he takes over as the regional manager for Queensland. I will miss that role as I, you know, take a shift into a different space at this point in time, still with Sparza, but Dennis is the man with the plan. He keeps introducing himself as the old dog, which is a bit harsh. He's not that old.
Well, that's because you were known in context as the big dog. So, you know, Luke, you go around and most people, if someone goes, hey, he's the big dog here, we know they're talking about, well, Luke Daly.
Sure. And so now it's going from the big dog to the old dog. That's Sparza Australia. Then we move on to Poolworks.
A new appointment at Poolworks for the franchise development head, Kelly Cranch. Good to see Kelly in that role.
Welcome aboard, Kelly. Welcome to our industry. Chief Operating Officer Nick Brill. Also, congratulations to Nick Brill for being recognized in the top 30 of franchise executives. Congratulations, Nick. That is a recent crown that you, a recent accolade that you've picked up. So Nick says of Kelly, Kelly knows exactly what our current and prospective franchise partners are going through because she's experienced those challenges herself. Nice to see someone with franchise experience join a franchisor there, David.
Yeah, look, speaking of Nick as well, he's actually got an article on page 34, 35 from an industry perspective. He's from Poolworks, but an industry perspective on the retail and service tech opportunities right now through 2022, which is an interesting read as well. Luidra is proud to bring you Magnapool, the world's best and only true mineral pool system. Providing the very best in water comfort and clarity, Magnapool is also beneficial to the environment thanks to its unique no-salt formula. Partnered with the all-new Hydroxinator IQ, showcasing innovative features giving you control over scheduling, pump speed, boost and low mode, heaters, lights, pH and chlorine. All this via Wi-Fi connectivity from your smartphone. Smart sensors and ultra-long life cell ensures Magnapool owners save time, save energy and save money. Find out more by going to Magnapool.com today. There is obviously coming up the Splash Trade Show, which we've sort of touched on a little bit today. One of the things that will be discussed in the seminars there, and we've got government representation coming, and I want to touch on this. It's really important, and there's a little note about it on page 47. And it's the new energy rating requirements, Luke.
Yeah, so this GEMS that will take effect on 1 October, it's a bit of a reinvention of the old MEPS rating. It's a bit more clarity there for it. So the energy rating label and minimum energy performance standards is basically a combination. The GEMS will act as a regulator. So GEMS, acronym city right here, David, to try and keep up. The Greenhouse and Energy Minimum Regulator, so GEMS. I do love a good acronym.
There you go. That's what it stands for. You know, I think of GEMS. Some of you might think of precious stones. I think of potato in the air fryer.
What else are you meant to think of? Gems. Like, I mean, what?
Bit of gravy. Emerald? Oh, yep. So good. Gems and gravy.
Now I'm hungry.
Balls on TV. Oh, sorry, I've lost track now. No, look, this is important. October 1, it's coming up fast. We do need to be across that.
Yeah, for sure. This will cover off industry-wide on the stars. It's all the old, you know, 1 to 5 star in terms of consumption on your washing machine or your energy consumption on your fridge. This is extending, this GEMS is extending to pool pumps as well. So have a look. There is a beautiful Q&A. We're not going to rattle it off here, David. I don't think we've got the time. On page 47 of the latest edition of the Splash magazine, edition 140, for those of you listening, hopefully prior to October 1, 2022, when GEMS kicks in, have a look there. The Q&A does run through what it looks like. If you're the OEM of a pump, even if you're a distributor of a private label pump, make sure the OEM has that under control.
We get this. It's printed in a magazine and it can just look like the government's made an arbitrary decision that affects our industry and we're going ahead with it. But that's not the case. Industry via the avenue or the conduit of SPASA has had huge impact in designing what this looks like over time, right? This is not just an arbitrary government decision trying to further regulate our industry without our voice, right?
No, so it's not. It's not a knee-jerk reaction. It has been something that has actually been delayed. It was meant to kick in a lot, probably 12 months ago at this point in time, but due to bureaucracy and, you know, the convenient excuse government? That's right. And the convenient excuse that has been.
Wow, you heard pandemic. It here first. Bureaucracy and government on the Splash podcast. Remember that.
Knock me over with a feather, right? Wow. So, no, this has been coming for a while now. And yes, the leadership at SPASA Australia have consulted with industry, worked with industry to convey our messages to this particular regulator.
Nah, look, plenty going on. And there is plenty going on with the Splash trade show coming up. Please. And you know what? I'm not too proud to beg. I'm on my knees and I'm calling on you now, industry, and get to splashexpo.com.au and get registered for world's third biggest industry event for pool and spa. First time gathering together in 4 years. It is going to be epic. The domestic interest is huge. I am being inundated more and more each day now by overseas interest. There is so much happening, Luke. You're going to be there, right, Luke?
Certainly am. I am ready to go. I'm going to be at all the events. And even I'm not going to disappear straight away on the Thursday night because we do have the Splash after party, which is going to be, I'm not going to say biblical again, but I am.
Epic.
It's going to be biblical. Massive. And then also after I've nursed a bit of a sleep in the next morning, we have golf at the Royal Pines. Very exciting.
You know, that's kind of the idea of this event is come along, have a look, talk with industry, check out the supply. There are brand new products and innovations that you have not seen because it's been 4 years that our industry has been holding on to release at the show. There's a whole innovation pavilion area. Get along, spend 2 days walking around the show floor, engaging, having a chat, and finish it off with an epic, massive, look, you've said biblical. I think we should be sort of religiously included here. I'm going to say Quranical after party where, you know, this is it, man. The dress code, business up, party down. So you don't have to dress to the nines for this. Just put a little bit of business up top. You know, for the girls, maybe you want to put a scarf around your neck or some nice earrings and do your hair like it's business time. But the rest of it's party. You know, got the muumuu on, like ready for around the pool. I'll be wearing a t-shirt with a bow tie, I think, and a jacket, board shorts. We've got
and earrings.
Possibly earrings. The band we've got, Luke, Baker Boys, absolutely phenomenal. Food and drinks package all night. Other roving cool entertainment. It is going to be awesome. Splash the after party. And you've spent 2 days walking around the floor thinking about your business. Come and let your hair down with your industry family and then follow up on the Friday for Industry Golf Day, we can actually get into some nitty gritty about what have I actually taken away from the show and what can we actually implement in our business going forward together with the suppliers that are there on floor. Make it a week to focus on growth, not being stuck in your business. I know it's a cliche, but cliches are cliches because they've got some sort of generalized truth over time attached to them. So don't get stuck in your business. Let's work on our individual businesses and really launch into 2022, 2023 season and beyond because of the great work and the investment that we're taking in that splash week.
And even, David, we've forgotten about again, and this is a constant reminder, so repetition, repetition, repetition. Don't forget the awesome seminars and don't let your eyes glaze over when you hear seminars. These are the education sessions that will define the next couple of years as well. Government, industry, panels, very, very interesting sessions there coming along, some technology as well. So be there or don't be square, because square is often referred to as nerdy and boring. So be square and be there.
I agree. And we call them, you said education. I think they're edgy-cation. We're going to have some edgy sessions and have some edgy conversations around industry, which we've touched on before, but the conversations that matter around choosing the right heat solution for a pool. Is it solar? Is it heat pump? Is it something else? Does one size fit all? We're going to have an expert panel on stage that will be, I think, Luke, you might be looking after that panel. That might be your mediation. Yep.
Yeah, I got one of them in there. So no, come along, listen to me. We'll throw plenty of chat, throw plenty of banter. And that one in particular is going to be, guess what, David? Guess what it's going to be?
Biblical.
Biblical. Okay, for sure.
Great. A lot of Bible references today. We're also doing another one. Lindsay McGrath, CEO of Spaza, will be chairing this or mediating, depending, or umpiring. And that's going to be on surface staining. So we've obviously got a lot more blankets, a lot more warmer water, a lot less evaporation, a lot more chemical density, and it's having an impact on surfaces, and a discussion with a range of experts on that too about what's causing that and how we might look as an industry to improve and fix that. What are the outcomes that we want? And these are, you know, they are edgy questions depending on where you sit in our industry. And we need to find a solution together for best outcomes.
Better together, as we've said previously. And yes, we've delved down into some of those sessions in a previous podcast too. So go find those, have a listen if you want more info on them. And I expect to see you at Splash. And that's, keep your eye out. We're going to start the promotions on Splash and starting to let you know who these people are. And it's all on the website, of course, splashexpo.com.au. But keep your eye out, follow social media, Splash Media Official, and also find us on Facebook for Splash Magazine. Give it a follow to stay up to date. This event is kicking off. The regos are going through your roof. Your peers are turning up in droves to this exhibition because we all need to get back together.
Luke, I think we've covered a fair bit of ground today. Awards season is about to be underway. The awards events are coming up very, very soon.
Certainly in July they kick off. So it's a bit later this year, team. So pay attention. You know, if you're timing your weight loss run into the awards season like I am not, yeah, it's July, not June this year. Put it back a little bit for the Splash Expo, but nominations, by the time you've likely heard this, the 22nd of April would have been the deadline for nominations. So there's some awesome, awesome submissions so far. So yeah, I can't wait to see the winners this year.
I mean, we're talking events in Queensland, New South Wales, ACT, Victoria, incorporating also Tasmania. We've got New Zealand as well. Hello, Kiwis. It was my privilege to be at your awards event last year. South Australia, covering off Northern Territory as well. So we are everywhere, these events. And they culminate, Luke. All the gold award winners get fed up into the culmination of the National Awards of Excellence. Where's that going to be this year?
Yeah, down at the RACV in Melbourne CBD. So up sky high again, we'll have the beautiful cityscape of Melbourne. That'll be September 2nd.
That's going to be something else, Luke.
Yeah, certainly is. Can't wait to make it to there. It feels so far away, but I'm sure it'll sneak up on me much like the Splash Expo has. And at the end of this podcast, David, always sneaks up on me.
That is the end of this podcast. Thank you for joining us and we will see you next time on Ready, Set, Splash.
Adios, amigos.